And now, the Goldbergs. While Molly and Jake go together with Sylvia's father and his future bride down to the Justice of Peace, Dr. Cater has made the most of his opportunity. The terrible misfortune of Sylvia's sister has been a sign to Christopher Cater, a hint of the future which Sylvia might have. Leah's sickness has been kept from Allison until the ceremony is over, but Dr. Cater told Sylvia about it, and he's tried to convince Sylvia that this is her moment to redeem herself and to find her future.
Where are you taking me, Chris?
Station. And from the station, you're going home.
Why?
Well, part of the answer lies in the fact that you're asking me why, and not saying no.
Why do you want me to go home?
Because going home will be the miracle and adventure that I've waited for you. Your miracle, Sylvia.
I don't understand that.
Oh, too soon to understand it. Or rather, I suppose I should say it's too soon to realize it.
You're talking way over my head, Chris.
I'm half talking to myself. I'm thinking ahead and I'm thinking back. And there are two Sylvias standing side by side in my mind.
And the one beside you in the car?
Doesn't exist. She's a figment of our imagination. Not half as real as the ones I'm thinking of. You're in between your past and future now, Sylvia. You're an illusion.
Tell me why, Chris. Why do you want me to go home?
Why do you put a seed in the ground? Why do you ask for rain and sun?
To make the seed grow.
You're going to grow at home. You're going to flower and expand and become the woman whose promise I see in every action you commit.
You mean by helping Leah?
By helping yourself. Leah needs someone. Your brother-in-law does. Their children do. Your family needs the sister, Sylvia. And you are she. The greatest, the sweetest, the most contented people I ever knew were those who found most to offer. And Leah ill, Leah in bed, Leah paralyzed. Well, Leah is waiting. The way anyone waits who is helpless and alone.
She has Ed.
And she has you. And your father, too.
He's too busy being married at this moment.
Yes. And after he is, Mrs. Goldberg will tell him about Leah, too. This is the beginning for all of you. For your father, Miss Miller, yourself, even for Leah. The world is being very good to you, Sylvia, giving you a chance to come back to life.
I understand.
No. I found that there are two words. Realize and understand. When someone tells me they understand something, I know they've learned the right answer. And when someone tells me they realize something, I know they've begun to act. You'll realize from day to day what things mean, Sylvia. You'll find yourself becoming freer and freer as each day attaches you to more deeply to the life in your own family. And then one day you'll be a grown woman, kind and sure and independent, able to see things straight. And see them whole. But there's a train, Sylvia.
I don't have time to get a ticket. I can go tomorrow.
You can buy it on the train. Come on, Sylvia. Out with you. I've got the bag.
I could go tomorrow, Chris. I could go tomorrow.
Sylvia. All right, up you on.
Are you getting on the train with me?
I'm getting on. There we are. I'll help you find a really comfortable seat. Now, this is the last car. Let me put your bag on here.
Thank you.
And your coat?
Yes.
There we are.
You have to go.
Oh, it's a little crowded in here. Let's walk to the rear.
All right.
Oh, pardon us, please. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. Come on out here, out of the platform. Well?
Will I ever see you again?
Then you will.
Even if you don't believe me, I love you.
It's not something to believe or disbelieve now.
No. You're right.
It's not something to think of now.
No.
There's only the immediate future. Your sister waiting, you going, what can come of it? I've had immense faith in you, Sylvia, despite everything you did.
You were the only one.
Oh, no. There was Mrs. Goldberg also. A woman you never understood, but a woman you will understand someday and never forget.
May I write to you?
I'll write back. I'll answer every letter. If you'll answer mine.
I will.
Time to depart. Goodbye, Sylvia.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Chris.
Yes?
Will you kiss me?
Yeah?
Yes.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
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 Than I can let myself say, even to you to whom I've said so much. Goodbye. I shall think of you, even if you never think of me. I shall try to find what you say is there to be found, which must be there because you've said so, and you never lie, not to me or anyone. I shall find it. Even if I don't find you on the other side of the curve, when the train comes back one day as trains do, always coming back on the same tracks by which they leave. This is the curve. And there you are. So far. But there. Far away. Going. Going.
Gone. The train vanishes among its tracks and tunnels, and Sylvia with it, into the darkness of her own future, or perhaps into the light. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of washing.